السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين
says, today I will announce the new year of Waqf-e Jadid. Normally, it is announced in the first Friday of January. Sometimes it was done at the end of the month. But because I was touring, I had decided that when I return, I will make the announcement, and Allah is enabling me to do so. The appeal of Waqf-e Jadid, or the scheme of Waqf-e Jadid, was launched by Hazrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him. Which was started by Musleh Maud in 1957 and was limited to the Ahmadis in Pakistan. If by his own wish, if somebody wanted to take part who was outside Pakistan, he could take part. But it wasn't specially appealed to them that they should pay Waqf-e Jadid contributions. When it was started, in view of Musleh Maud, there were two special objectives for the Jamaats in Pakistan. When he made the Anjuman Waqf-e Jadid, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV was made in charge, and he was asked to lay special emphasis on two things. Firstly, that the they should pay attention to the spiritual training of the Jamaat in villages which had shown some weakness. And secondly, the work of preaching Islam to Hindus, especially in the Sindh area where there were large number of Hindus. Muslim Aud was deeply concerned that among the Jamaats in villages there is a shortcoming of spiritual training, especially among the children, and a large number of Jamaat lives in villages, and if they are not given spiritual training, there can be problems in the future. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi Rahmahullah says that when Khalifatul Masih the Second appointed me that I should be a member of Waqf-e-Jadeed administration, I was asked that you should examine fully what is the state of training. Khalifatul Masih Rabi says that when he examined and checked out, he found that it was a dreadful situation, that the children did not even know the words of prayer, and they had so many mistakes in their pronunciation that they could not even pronounce Kalima properly, whereas Kalima is the fundamental requirement without which a man cannot be called a Muslim. In any case, at that time in Pakistan, through those teachers who were given an ordinary and a basic training and was sent for in the field, and Waqf-e-Jadeed took on the responsibility to do these two jobs, and with the grace of Allah, with the great effort and a capacity of sacrifice, accomplished this work. There was preaching work done in the Sindh region, and these both were very difficult tasks. The Hindus who lived there, and because of lack of rain, they used to come to Sindh for their laboring jobs, and because of the mistreatment of Muslims here, they used to abhor even the name of Islam. They were very poor. They had large farming lands, but they could not do farming because of lack of rain. And those Muslims who employed them, they used to overwork them, or they give them only ordinary wages. When the Christian missionaries saw that this is how they are being treated, then exploiting their poverty, the Christians also started giving them aids, and at the same time tempting them with the aid. They tried to tempt Hindus to Christianity, and Waqf-e-Jadeed did a great work there, and it is still doing it in that region. And Allah helped them, and after many years' effort, the Ahmadiyyat was spread there. And Nazmi Irshad says that when we started attaining success, the mullahs went to the Hindus and said, what is this wrong step you are taking? It is better to remain Hindus rather than converting to Ahmadiyyat. What they meant was that instead of worshipping and knowing one and only God, you shall remain idolaters. But anyway, Allah helped their efforts and blessed them greatly, and Thar areas, Mitti and Nagar Park, and these areas the Jamaats were established. With the grace of Allah, they increased in sincerity, and there were some who dedicated their lives, and by preaching among their own people, they introduced Ahmadiyyat, that is the true Islam, and conveyed the message to them. They used to attend Jalsa Salana in Rabwa, and I have noticed that they used to be extremely sincere, and mashallah, and with the grace of Allah, that their next generations are also nurtured among in the lap of Ahmadiyyat, and they are very sincere. Right in the beginning, because of the lack of resources, the teachers of Waqf-e-Jadeed who did the work, they used to live a very hard life, because there were no medical facility in the area. Therefore, for themselves and also for those who lived, they used to keep some medication, allopathy and homeopathic, with them. And now, with the grace of Allah, there are mobile dispensaries that visits the villages, and they set up medical camps which are supported by qualified doctors. They also have a hospital which has a department for the eyes, treatment for the eyes. And in this appeal that you have Waqf-e-Jadeed, the Ahmadis in Pakistan, for their own training and for preaching, did great sacrifices, and with the grace of Allah, they are still continuing to make these sacrifices. And with the grace of Allah, the work has also been extended a great deal. And the work has progressed much further, and the way Allah is blessing the Jamaat, it will continue to advance. One thing through this sermon, I want to tell the farmers in the Sindh region, and I want to remind them, and Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi had also reminded them of this, that the Hindus that live there, or those who have converted to Islam, they are very poor people, and because of their poverty, where there is water available, they come for laboring work, and they do hard work. And the Ahmadi farmers should do favor to them, and it is their affection and love that will bring them near to us, and then Allah will make their effort more fruitful, that is, of Pakistani living there or who are doing this work. And you should give importance to this. So this brief background that I have told you, so that the children of new generations and those who are newcomers to Ahmadiyyat, they can have a brief introduction of this scheme of Waqf-e-Jadeed. But now it has been spread throughout the world, and the contributions are made in all countries. As far as the question of Pakistan is concerned, with the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis in Pakistan had borne their own expense. With the grace of Allah, they don't need any outside help. But in 1985, Khalifatul Masih the Fourth had, that is the financial sacrifices aspect of Waqf-e-Jadeed, had extended throughout the world. so that those Ahmadis who live in various parts of the world, especially in Europe and America, with their contribution, the system of Waqf-e Jadid should be made active in India also, and they should do as much as possible the work of spiritual training and preaching. Where in some areas, regions, and at some times, there was a scheme of Shuddhi, that is, they were converting Muslims to Hindus, and Jamaat had done great work and had offered great sacrifices, and they had preached Islam in that area. So when Khalifatul Masih Rabe had started, in 1985, he said that the same situation has developed in India and the Jamaat should pay special attention and make great plans. If for expense, Khalifatul Masih Rabe had said that you will be supported by the contribution from outside India, and that is why this scheme was extended to other Jamaats outside Indo-Pakistan. So that the outside Jamaat should help in this great task, the Jamaat in India. And with the grace of Allah, the outside Jamaats had answered the call of financial sacrifice for this scheme, and with the grace of Allah, every year, like other contributions, the Waqf-e Jadid contributions are increasing. And the work is spreading, the expense is increasing, and Allah is also providing the means for it. But as we know, that Jamaat is stepping towards progress rapidly, and therefore the needs are also increasing quickly. And as I said, Allah does bless us, and the needs are satisfied and fulfilled. But we also need to pay attention to it, so that by taking part in these financial sacrifices, we can be beneficiaries of Allah's favors. With the grace of Allah, the members of the Jamaat are being blessed greatly as individuals also. Therefore, as always, you should particularly pay attention to your sacrifices, so that we can help the weak and poor Jamaats. There are new Jamaats which have been established in India and also in Africa who have limited financial resources. Although they do want to make sacrifices, but because of their situation, because of their capacity, they are restricted. And therefore, to help them and for preaching and for training, whatever shortcoming there is in their sacrifices, we should try to fulfill that. So that I would say that the outside Jamaat, or rather I should say the Jamaats in Western countries whose currency is very strong, with the passion of serving the faith and spreading the faith, they should continuously step forward and ahead. Allah had said that those who do financial sacrifices attain Allah's blessings. The verse that I had recited in the beginning, Allah says that those who spend in the way of Allah day and night, their reward is with me, and whosoever I have to reward, he should not worry that what will be our needs, what will happen to our needs when we do contribution. You should never have such a thought that by doing financial sacrifices your wealth will decrease. Allah says elsewhere that those who sacrifice for my sake, I can reward them 700-fold, rather even more than that. Therefore, there is no question of fear or grief, because therefore every Ahmadi should always try to compete with each other in financial sacrifices. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, by giving contribution you increase your faith. And this is a work of love and sincerity. Therefore, to love Allah and the love of the Messenger demands that our steps should always move forward in the field of financial sacrifice, to strengthen our faith and to act upon the commandments of God, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's followers, is what we have joined. And therefore this love and sincerity requires that for reformation and for training, whenever there is a need of financial sacrifice, every Ahmadi should keep their tradition and continue to advance in financial sacrifice. Likewise, the new converts in different countries, they should not think that our needs will be fulfilled by the jamaats outside jamaats. Every jamaat will have to stand on their own feet so that we can pay attention to preaching and training and also in other plans of the jamaat, for which you need great expense. In this advanced times, when on one side there is a advancement of inventions, then at the same time the morals have declined greatly. To save your children and to show the right path to the world, you need to make much more effort. And of course it's obvious that to do this task, you need funds, you need money. As Hazrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, had felt that we need a great deal to train people, even today there are large number of people, and especially for those who are newcomers, at a large scale on which we should plan, we cannot do. There are many reasons for it, and one of the main reason is a financial shortage of financial resources. Because the more work we spread, Allah fulfills the needs, but when we reach there, we realize we could have done more. If we make teachers available everywhere, and there are large number of African countries and jamaats in India where they don't have electric system, we should provide electricity and set up MTA, which is a great means of preaching, and they do other plans likewise. And for this you need large funds. Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, does make effort that by using the limited means we should make the most draw most benefit, and this is a simple method of economy. And whether they are working in other places, but in the world, but Jamaat does make effort to act upon it, and they should do. Because those who have been given Jamaat positions, and those who are making plans and also spending, they should always make plan and think this way. Sometimes they are show a little carelessness. For this, as I said, that those people who have responsibility, they should always keep this in view, that each penny of Jamaat should be spent purposefully. A large majority of the Jamaat members are those who are of the poor people who do great sacrifices to make contributions. Therefore, at every level, the administration of the Jamaat should take full care of their expense, that whatever they are spending, it should be to win Allah's pleasure and also to do the welfare of mankind. Inshallah, as long as with this spirit we continue to spend, Allah will bless our work a great deal. And those other people who spend thousands to do some work, Allah is treating the Jamaat so far in this way that where they are spending, other people are spending 1,000, Jamaat spends only £100 and gains similar benefit. So, as long as Jamaat will spend with this great care, it will continue to be blessed by God. Where those who are making sacrifices, will do their sacrifices without any mistrust and going above any mistrust, and will continue to spend their sacrifices and do their sacrifices. Of course, Jamaat does with this view, because they know that those who spend, they take great care to spend, therefore Allah blesses them. There are some people, and there are only one or two, who are very lazy financially. They are good financially, but they do not contribute at the same level. And they have been heard to make such comments that Jamaat has a lot of wealth, and therefore Jamaat does not give much more help. Whatever contribution we are making is enough. Whether Jamaat has much money or not, but with Allah's grace, the Jamaat's wealth is blessed a great deal. Therefore, those who are raising objections and those who are adversaries, they think we had great wealth. The sincere people the Jamaat members should try to save their money, but the opponent are jealous that this is Allah's blessing, which Allah has promised that He will bless our incomes and blesses it great deal. I had mentioned some of our own members that they say Jamaat has great money and therefore they should do this and that, and whereas the level of their own contribution is not proportional to their income. Generally, Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, spends with the careful plans. Therefore, those who make such comments, they should have no worry, and should, rather than finding excuses of not giving contribution, they should do their duty. The appeal of contribution will always be made in the Jamaat and will continue to be made, because it is essential to strengthen one's faith, as Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has told us according to the teaching of the Holy Quran. Among all the planning in the world, you need funds. And this planning, in which the money is being spent to strengthen the faith, And Allah is giving surety to those who are spending in His way that I will remove your fears and I will remove your griefs, and the reward lies with God. And it is so much reward which is limitless. So what better investment of your money can there be? That when everyone gives with this motive that I am giving for the sake of faith, he has gained his reward. How it is being spent or what way it is spent, and if there is some weakness in the care, then the one who is contributing, he will in any case gets his reward. Therefore, every Ahmadi in whose heart there is some hesitation, they should remove this hesitation and try to win Allah's pleasure. Hazrat Prophet Muhammad SAW says that great powers in the world are run on contributions. And the only difference is that the worldly governments impose taxes, and here we live on your own will and pleasure. So therefore, by leaving it on man's own wishes, Allah gives great reward. He is not forcing them and putting limits on them. He says, whatever you will spend, I will give you reward. All you should have is pious motives. So a better bargain cannot be had. I want to tell the Jamaats in India also that you are provided funds, as I just said. But there is still a possibility of advancing the tabligh and the training task work, and therefore you should pay attention to it with greater enthusiasm. When I visited Qadian last time, by reminding them, they have turned and paid some attention, and the financial statistics they have sent shows that they have pay attention to for spiritual training. That is why people are also turning to doing more financial sacrifice. The number of contributors to Waqf-e-Jadeed, they have increased by 4,000, and it is first time that whatever budget they had made, and it is much more than the previous year, they have 230,000 rupees more than the budget in that area, and even in the contribution per head, they have also increased, even if it is little. It is about 5.5 rupees per head. As I said, that the large majority of those contributors are those who are new converts or who were converted 3 or 4 years earlier. Therefore, you should pay attention to this work. The Jamaats in India, so far, whatever they are spending for Waqf-e-Jadeed work, they are bearing it only 3% of it by their own resources. The statistic that I've given you is to remind the Jamaats in India. Similarly, the number of converts, there is also much more possibility in increasing that. Therefore, next year, Jamaat in India should make 500,000 contributors. That should be their target. And I hope a great deal. And if they will take on this work with great attention and prayer, it will not be difficult. As I said, that Khalifatul Masih IV, Rahmahullah, had launched this, had extended this, the appeal for throughout the world, and the purpose was to help the Jamaats in India, and you have seen from the statistics that with their own resources, India is only satisfying and fulfilling the expense 3%, and 97% of the expense is being helped by Jamaats outside India, especially Europe and America. The total income is hardly fulfilling and satisfying the expense of India, and most of these in Africa are satisfied from other contributions other than Waqf-e Jadeed. Therefore, these Western countries should pay attention to satisfy the expense of India and Africa. And as I have checked out, there is still capacity in Europe that they can do that contribution. As I have just said, that the excuse that they make is that they are spending in other fields and other sections, and therefore there is a shortage in this. But whatever plans there are and other expenses there are, they are also in Pakistan. But their level of sacrifice for Waqf-e Jadeed is increasing. The more you press a spring, the more it reacts. And so the worse the situation becomes of Ahmadis in there, the more enthusiastic they become to make financial sacrifices and raise their levels of sacrifices. And in other areas also, wherever there was some hardship and difficulty for the Jamaat, the level of sacrifices has increased. So you must not wait in the Western countries that they will increase their sacrifice only when the situation becomes worse, but rather they should pay more attention for sacrifices for their brothers. I was talking about the capacity still possible in the Western countries. So first of all, I will take up Canada. Here also the majority is of the Pakistani Ahmadis, and perhaps they are more than 20 or 25,000. I tell these Pakistani Ahmadis that there is a great responsibility for you of India, because most of them have roots in India. The number of contributors in Waqf-e Jadeed is 4,485, and the number and the contribution per head, there is still capacity, more capacity in both areas, therefore you should pay attention. Then comes Germany. Their per head sacrifice is 15 euros. And there are 22,500 or so contributors in Germany, with the grace of Allah. And in Germany also, the majorities of Pakistani Ahmadis. And they should pay attention to this, because 15 euros is less. America is $137 per head. But the number of contributors for Waqf-e Jadeed, there is still capacity to increase that number. And UK must not think that I have forgotten them. Let me present their statistics. When I had presented the figures for Tariq-e Jadeed, they had paid more attention and they have become more active in the Jamaats. Here also, per head, it is £34 contribution for Waqf-e Jadeed, which means is 3.75 per month, pound per month. And when they go out for a meal, they spend that much, more than that, for their children at one time. And there is still 12,024 are the contributors, and there is still some more capacities. It can be increased, the number of contributors can be increased. When I have examined the regions in this, the best performance is of Scotland region, which is nearly 81%. Then Southwest region, which includes Cornwall, etc., they are taking part 80% of the people. Northwest is next, and in Northeast, in Scunthorpe, they are mostly doctors. Their number of contributors is much less, 50%, and the least is of south region. So you should try that, you should increase the number of contributors and let the children join this scheme. I will give the rest of the statistics, or let me say it now with reference to different countries. I had reminded Bradford about Tariq-e-Jadeed, and they had written many letters that we will do this and that in Waqf-e-Jadeed. Firstly, with the grace of Allah, the number of contributors, is in London Mosque area is foremost. Per head, they are about 62 or 63 pounds per head contribution. And Bradford, who had made great claims, they are 38 pounds per head. Birmingham is much less, they are well off people there, they can increase it. In Manchester, they can increase their per head contribution. The second Jamaat who had top, second is Worcester Park. I have told you these statistics for the reason, and about India and also your own, that so that you know what it, the needs are, and also what is the level of your sacrifice. As Allah says, that you must not put so much burden which you cannot bear. Of course, Allah says that. And you should also look after your own household needs and fulfill them, but you should also set limits of your personal needs. Otherwise, in this area, the more you will desire the material things, the more your desire will increase, and you see all sorts of commodities in the bazaar, and your wish and attraction increases. So they should know what is the definition of that is according to your needs. As Promised Messiah says, that for improving your faith, you need to make sacrifices. So among your children also, you should make them accustomed to make such sacrifices, so that when they grow up, the preference of their own needs, they should have the foremost, the thought of sacrificing for the sake of God. That way you should increase the number of contributors and also the level of afw by changing your preferences will also change. When you give pocket expenses to your pocket money to your children, then you should make them accustomed to pay contribution from them. In these Western countries, I have estimated that in a month, that the food that you which you get from bazaar for two meals, and they do eat them with relish, although it's not needed. If you were to economize and save that two meals and contribute to Waqf-e-Jadeed, this alone will increase the income of Waqf-e-Jadeed 25% to 30%. More, that is in the children of the contribution of children. So, as Khalifatul Masih the Salis had given this duty to the children, and I think I have done it, but if I have not, I make the announcement now that the outside world also give the responsibility to the children for collection of Waqf-e-Jadeed, and there is large number of children which will bear this expense, and it will not be any burden, and they can save it from little things that they do. Similarly, the elders should also follow this custom, And if this is done, then the expenses of India, and to some extent we can fulfill also the expense in Africa. So after this brief statistics individually and in isolation, I will now tell you the total collections and also the position of countries and position of cities in Pakistan. 2.2 million over 2.2 million pounds have been contributed, which compared to the last year is more by 83,000 pounds. Although the levels of sacrifices have advanced, but according to the local countries, but compared to pounds in America and the Pakistan, the currency has gone down. Comparatively, to compare to pounds, they're very low. And despite falling rates, Pakistan is number one in contribution. America used to be number one, and they think their currency is low, that's why they are in the second position. But the level of sacrifices have increased in Pakistan. The passion of sacrifice among the poor has won. So I say to the Ahmadis in Pakistan that when you have developed this passion of sacrifice, don't let it subside. And every opposition and every storm should increase your passion of this so that your level of sacrifice continue to rise. Pakistan is number one, America is two, Britain is three, they are maintaining number third, Germany fourth, Canada fifth, India sixth, Indonesia seventh, Belgium eighth, Australia ninth. Tenth is Switzerland, but France is also matching them, very little difference. In France they are doing good work of calling into Allah. There were some islands nearby, they had also preached in those, and there have been good results. And so the France, with this achievement, they should also increase the newcomers into the contributions and make them accustomed to make a financial contribution. They are also paying attention in Germany. And as far as the number of contributors are concerned, they are more than 492,000. And this year, there are 26,700 have been increased from the last year. And they can increase far more if the Jamaats were to make effort. Since in Pakistan there are two sections of children and older, the first is Lahore, Karachi, second, Rabwa is third. In the districts Rawalpindi, Sialkot, Islamabad, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, Sheikhupura, Mirpur Khas, Sargodha, Gujarat and Bahawalnagar, in that order. And in the Atfal Leisure, the first is Lahore, second is Karachi, third is Rabwa, the same position. And in the district is Islamabad, Sialkot, Gujranwala, Rawalpindi, Sheikhupura, Faisalabad, Mirpur Khas, Gujarat and Bhavnagar. It's about the same position as was the grown-ups. May Allah enable all the Ahmadis who have made sacrifices for the sake of Allah, have limited their, restricted their needs and have made financial sacrifices. Allah may give them great reward and will bless their lives and their wealth, and there will be always extension of needs. And inshallah, Allah will also continue to fulfill these needs. But every Ahmadi must always remember that to gain Allah's blessings, he should try to advance and step ahead in the financial sacrifices for the sake of Allah. Jamaat always have different plans. You can't do sacrifice on one side, then for you be tired and sit back. You should always remember that whenever you will sit, you will start suffering weaknesses. Therefore, you should never let this thinking come into your mind that you have done such and such sacrifice, that is enough. In the next life, the best money is that which you have sacrificed in the way of Allah. These days, everywhere in the world, among the Jamaat, they are paying much attention to the building of the mosques. If you pay attention to one appeal, then because of that attention, it should not be a restriction in building of the mosque. You should maintain this attention. In UK also, they are paying attention. Every year, they have promised to build 5 mosques. And there is a building in Bradford and 2 other places. They are making effort. It will soon begin. And these works should go side by side. Because the mosque is a great means of spiritual training of your children and of your own, and also of preaching. In the Lajna meeting, the women had requested forcefully that we have problems in such and such area of spiritual training of children. You should build mosque for us. They are most essential. I had told them that mosques are necessary and no one can deny it. But you have to build yourself. No one will come from outside and build it for you. So when there was National Shura, I had reminded them, and the Jamaat answered the call, as I just said, that with the grace of Allah, they have promised to build 5 mosques every year. May Allah enable you to act upon it. When I visited Germany recently, there also with the grace of Allah, I had laid the foundation of 3 mosques and also inaugurated 1 mosque. There is a mosque which I inaugurated, which is on the border of Germany and Holland. It is not completed yet, but they wished that we should offer prayers there, and they would regard that inauguration, and they will inshallah quickly complete the mosque. A great mosque there was built by Majlis Ansarullah, Germany, and 700 or 800 worshippers can worship there. And they have made a large and spacious mosque for this. They had purpose-built mosque. And this is the largest mosque in Germany. There is a guest house and mission house adjoining offices. As you all know, that the greatest breakthrough or success is the laying the foundation stone of Berlin Mosque. The opposition is in great force, and even now the adversary say, we will not let it be built and we will make great petitions. Although the administration, the civil administration, they say they would know, because you are fulfilling all the legal requirements. Allah helps at each and every step, and we continue to witness such sights. First, Amir Sahib wanted me to go there earlier so that they can lay the foundation stone. But when I decided to go in visit in December, until then they were not allowed to have a written permission, and that was received only after I reached there. Then there was no legal hurdle. Otherwise, there could have been many unpleasant things, and it was not possible to lay the foundation stone. Then the mayor and the local MP also had welcomed the teachings for Jamaat and wished that all our concerns and fears will be removed. The day it was inauguration, we had, when we visited, there were 40 or 50 opponents who were raising slogans against us. But we also saw another group in Germany who had also holding the banners, and that was in support of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, that Jamaat must build a mosque here and no obstacle should be placed in it. And Jamaat did not know, and they did not know. They also rose for support, and Allah made such arrangement. Then the little procession they had, three or four citizens tried to snatch their banners, that what are you doing? But Allah Himself created such means that we didn't have to say anything to opponents. Their own people were stopping them for their petition against the mosque. Those opponents, they were not many. They had recorded their voice, when the procession passed under a tunnel, it looked as if they are a large training. It looks the mullahs have trained them that use the tape recorder for your slogans. The MP who had attended, he was amazed and said that I only know the Jamaat superficially. I could never have thought that people will oppose the Jamaat mosque, and this is a very peaceful Jamaat and a loving Jamaat. The newspapers and the TV also gave very good coverage. As I said in my sermon in Germany, that Hazrat Muslim Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, had wished to build a mosque in Berlin, and he had a deep desire. And they had nearly had settled for an acre plot of land, but in the present circumstances, it is difficult to acquire such a plot because the land is very expensive. Generally, in Germany, the plots that we are buying are very small. But Allah blessed us that here we have bought a plot of land which is more than an acre, and Allah had let us buy it very cheaply. And the mosque which is being built there is in a quarter of that plot or a fifth of that plot. Let me tell you that the plan which Muslim Aoud had at the time, one is amazed to see, was for to building for capacity of 600 worshippers, and the mission house was to be have 13 rooms, which is for students, reserved for students. Now the mosque which we are building now, it will have capacity for 500 worshippers, and then there are other buildings. But not immediately, but whenever we have the possibility, we can extend it further. In 1923, when he had launched the appeal, the Lajna Amaillah had collected funds. And Hazrat Muslim Aoud, may Allah be pleased with him, has said that in Europe, among the Europeans, they think that we consider women as animals. But when Europe will know that the religious center which is built, the women of India has gave funds for to build this mosque, they will feel very embarrassed. And when the Germany Lajna knew that the first effort was made was going to be made by the sacrifice of women, then the Lajna Germany said, we will bear the expense of that, which will be about 1.5 to 2 million euros. May Allah bless their income, and so that they can quickly fulfill their promise. And also prepared for themselves for the sacrifice for other plants. The name of this mosque is going to be Khadija Mosque. Lajna must always remember that this blessed name is of that noble lady who first of all believed in the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she sacrificed all her wealth for Islam. So, whereas this mosque will be built to remind the German ladies for raising their sacrifices levels, it will also give them to not be turning to the worldly material things, but also to set the high standards of righteousness, so that our coming generations, by following this righteous path, could make all kinds of financial sacrifices. When Hazrat promised Messiah, who will always continue to advance the mission of promised Messiah further. There is a mosque which is being built in East Germany, that is in Berlin. It is not just one mosque, but may the coming generation should build other mosques and should continue to do, and should populate them as well. And should raise the name of one and only God in all ends of the earth, and should fulfill the object of the advent of promised Messiah, and should become helpful for that. May Allah show us that day quickly, when we see the whole world gathered under the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and see them worshipping one and only.
Alhamdulillah inamadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله لكم والله يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله